1420 AM and W248DE broadcasting at 97.5 FM.
Locally grown radio, your home for news talk and sports from Rudolph to Nakusa. 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
This is CBS News on the Hour, presented by Indeed.com.
I'm Mayor Rubin. There's mounting global pressure on Israel over the war in Gaza and the number of civilian casualties. But Prime Minister Netanyahu visiting Israeli troops on this Shabbat, telling them fighting will not stop until the task is completed. CBS's Deborah Patton reports from East Jerusalem.
A massive strike at the Al-Shifa hospital grounds, Gaza's largest medical facility. Israel insists Hamas is using hospitals to coordinate attacks and hide its commanders, but sheltering at Al-Shifa, thousands of civilians. Their one place of refuge, now a blood-soaked battleground.
A letter believed to contain fentanyl was intercepted on Friday before it could reach the elections office in Fulton County, Georgia. Correspondent Jeff Begays has new details.
The letter in Georgia is among more than a dozen sent to election offices in at least five states. One letter says, end elections now. Another warns of white powder and reference communists. Both featured symbols of left-wing groups. Law enforcement sources say the letters sent across the country appear to be threats to scare rather than seriously harm.
And they're saying hooray in Hollywood.
This victory is everyone's victory.
SAG-AFTRA National Executive Director Duncan Crabtree Ireland celebrated the deal approved by 86% of the board that he says includes over $1 billion in new wages and health care benefits for actors, new compensation for streaming shows, and informed consent and compensation for the use of artificial intelligence. Union President Fran Drescher on the negotiations that lasted 118 days.
The secret sauce is time and patience.
The union's 170,000 members still have to approve the deal, but that is widely expected. Wendy Gillette, CBS News.
Michigan football coach Jim Harbaugh has been benched over a probe into stealing call signs from other teams. WKBD's sports reporter Ronnie Duncan.
They point the finger to a former Michigan staffer, Connor Stallions, for performing in-person scouting and sign stealing. Now, to gain an advantage, that is what they're saying the Wolverines did.
Harbaugh had been able to serve as the coach at practices during this week, though. New York Mayor Eric Adams denies any wrongdoing, but does admit the FBI seized his phones and electronic devices as part of a federal campaign fundraising investigation. This is CBS News.
You don't need a job platform. You need a hiring partner. Indeed lets you schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from one place. Start at Indeed.com/credits.
Your hometown news talk and sports station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
My name is Juanita Segura, and I was diagnosed in November of 2014 with non-small cell lung cancer. The first time I heard about biomarker testing was actually my husband. He just started researching about lung cancer.
And I found out about biomarker testing, and I'm like, why not? Let's try it.
I'm Dr. Jorge Gomez, thoracic medical oncologist at the Mount Sinai Hospital. Comprehensive biomarker testing is looking for either substances in the blood or mutations in some of the genes of the cancer cells that can help us identify special types of lung cancer that can be treated with what we call targeted therapies.
Letting my children know brought all of us a sense of hope. To give them hope that mom is going to be around to see you grow up. And I promised them that.
Ask your doctor about how comprehensive biomarker testing before treatment may help you and your doctor decide on the best treatment for you. Visit noonemissed.org for more.
A public service message from Longevity Foundation.
From Wisconsin Rapids to Stevens Point, your news, talk, and sports is 97.5 FM, locally grown radio.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 27 overnight under cloudy skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 42. 35 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
From the hometown of NASCAR's Dick Trickle, locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM, your news talk and sports station.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Three, two, one. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the Friday edition, a happier happy hour. Happy to be partying with you in the WAUK studios. Got Anya looking at us, sort of the admiration in her eyes. It's so apparent even through the glass, Tom. And we got Nate back in the Solidarity Realty Studios in Madison, WMDX. Everybody, shout out KTNF, shout out WCPT, shout out all across the state of Wisconsin. Now is the time for the airing of the grievances. Apparently, whoever the booker is screwed this one up.
Well, we've
got plenty of time for your calls.
Your calls right now, 844-967-2789. It's Friday. We air the grievances. I got some, Crudy. I go first if you want to.
I got a lot of problems with you people.
Now you're going to hear about it. Let me throw this one out there. You know, me being the anti-fascist that I am. The Hill reporting late yesterday.
Anti-fascist or anti-fashionable? I'm sorry.
Maybe a little
continue.
Both. Come on, this is a Devil's Advocate t-shirt. This might be the last one on Earth right now.
Oh, I got
as
that
we speak.
Same t-shirt in my car in the back.
Do you?
Yeah.
Nice, yeah.
Packed it for the cabin.
Here is one of the grievances, folks. We don't have t-shirts yet. This is an old t-shirt, but we're working on it. 844-967-2789.
There's a specific grievance about the lack of swag. Wait.
Why? Okay.
I have something to bring to your attention.
Okay, we have audience grievance.
There is an audience
grievance.
You can text
your grievance. Use the Civic Media app. You can text in your grievance.
I may have to paraphrase here, but it was effective. Oh, here it is. Another grievance. Where can I buy some show-specific swag? Need a Devil's Advocates t-shirt for Christmas. Otherwise, I'm going to start printing and selling Todd Alba's face on his shirt as a side hustle. I mean, they're starting, the natives, they're getting restless now.
better get that swag out there.
We need a swag store.
Uh-huh. All right, here's the grievance, Crudy.
I technically have two golf shirts at the filing cabinet at home, the one next to the liquor cabinet that's full. But I still got two special, never been worn golf shirts. We could give them away someday.
But Devil's Advocates golf shirts?
Maybe Devil's
Radio.
No, we
don't. Yeah, we don't have Devil's Advocates golf shirts. We don't. Devil's Advocates are t-shirts.
I also have Devil's Advocates hats, and I never shared with you because you don't wear hats.
You're talking about it. I wear hats all the time. I just wear good hats. 844-967.
If it says Devil's Advocates on it, it's a great hat. You don't even merit a cool hat. You and your good hair and your salt and pepper, your square chin.
Yes. Don't forget my muscles. All right. Let me get to it. Because this is a serious one.
I actually said nice things about you. I didn't even call you short.
No, you just did. The Hill reporting former President Trump said he could use the government to investigate his political opponents if he is reelected, suggesting in an interview that it would be fair game after the Department of Justice indicted him in two separate cases earlier.
It's already been brought
this year. Here's the quote from Trump. If they do this, and they've already done it, but if they follow through on it, yeah, it could certainly happen in reverse. It could certainly happen in reverse. What they've done is they've released the genie out of the box.
Wait.
You understand that?
Let that sink in just for a minute. No, I don't understand that.
That nobody thought would happen. You know how he talks. No one's ever seen anything like it. They did something nobody ever thought would happen.
But they let the genie out of Pandora's box?
Out of the box, yes.
I think mixing his metaphors.
Not Trump. You know, when you're president, you've done a good job and you're popular, you don't go after them so you can win an election, Trump continued. If I happen to be president, I see someone who's doing well and beating me very badly, I say, go down and indict them. Mostly that would, you know, they'd be out of business. They'd be out of the election.
Wasn't that his plan for Hillary? Did he literally try to get her investigated?
Now that he indicted me, we're allowed to look at him. But he did real bad things, he said, at the rally. Talking about the Justice Department, to investigate every Marxist prosecutor in America. Okay, so obviously we all know that the president cannot direct and dictate the arrest.
Not under the old rules.
Well, see, so I think it is incumbent upon us to ask people like Ron Johnson, Senator Johnson, and perhaps Representative Steyer, do you think that is wise? Do you support the effort of your man on the ticket? Donald Trump is your guy. You want to go back to all his policies? Well, he's now articulating a new policy that since he has been indicted, that he would use the Justice Department, if elected president again, to go after whoever he sees fit because it happened to him. Do you think that's a good thing? Would you vote for something like that?
Well, Bill Glauber from the Journal Sentinel did ask U.S. Senator Ron Johnson today. He was also at the press conference, the Brian Stale Johnson, you know, co-authored press conference today. And the one policy, and this one had crossed my mind, y'all, the good questions, I let it off the hook today.
Yeah, right.
This one I threw back and Bill landed it. But he asked Trump through the context, Ron Johnson, yeah, through the context of the GOP debate, you know, some of the candidates are advocating for, let's say, sending Green Berets into Mexico and taking on the cartel, let's say, just starting a little war down there. Would you also be supportive of these policies? And I think Ron had to think about it for a minute, but he said he was not.
Oh, he's not.
He's not supportive. Okay. Of not, starting not a war yet. In Mexico yet.
Yeah, not yet. Okay. Okay.
Good. He said no. I heard no. His lips said no, but his eyes said yes.
So, I mean, but these are the realities of a second Trump term. And I think people need to understand that. And even though he may be a no now, you know, what we've seen from Republicans that are now the megas is they eventually come around to yes. And what they don't realize, and those that would vote for people like Donald Trump, is that eventually that comes around on you. I mean, who is it? Teal, the big donor right now.
Isn't you get giving, some of that MAGA stank on you?
He's not giving any money this time, right? So, that you know, he's done. He's not going to do it, right? Yeah, okay. So now, all of a sudden, imagine for a minute, if you're Donald Trump, and this is, you're the president now, and now you don't have, I don't know, billionaires giving you the money you want. Well, you just stick your Justice Department on. Hey, Bill Barr, well, Bill might not do it, but he could find someone. Jeffrey Clark, go arrest that man. Perp walk him. I want to see him. I don't want to see him in full.
I think I saw him down at Lolita Island when I was there visiting Jeffrey Epstein.
And I want to see him, you know, go through the motions down at Fulton County Jail. I want him, you know, yada, 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 yada. This is what he is openly saying he will do. These are Trump's words, Prudy. I'm giving you very specific examples. What else? Oh, perhaps I've seen it reported that Trump and his allies, if he gets elected, which he won't, but if he did, the Insurrection Act. Of course, there would be protests because how could we possibly, you know, voluntarily let a fascist back into the White House? Well, any sort of protest, the Women's March? Oh, hell no. Insurrection Act. Round them all up. This is what he's saying. This is what he wants to do. And I think people, you need to really consider that. If you think that's something that is valuable to you, if that's a core issue for you, you want to just what? Put down all your perceived enemies? You want Trump to be your retribution?
Well, if they can be the bully and not be the bullied down. Yeah, I think there's probably a lot of MAGA people that support it. As long as they get the club people, they're down.
844-967-2789. And I'm talking about an club. Jim from Channel 3. Hey, Jim, welcome to the Devil's Advocates. Well done.
Hello. So I just had a call because after I dropped the video off and left the station, got in my car, and the radio came on, you guys are on, of course. And then I hear Ron Johnson saying, and I say, did I just, isn't this what I just heard? So I was glad that you brought it up. because when I heard him say that, I thought, I was thinking, boy, is he really saying this? And then I'm glad to see you kind of took it the same way.
Yeah, it was newsworthy, man. You broke the news. You broke the senator on the stand today, man. You were like that risky business kid who never seems to age, Tom Cruise.
Yeah. Well, you know, I was just listening to that press conference when all the stuff was being said up there at first was getting kind of, it was hard to take, and I just had to come back at him. And
Jim, you framed it, man. You
what he said.
Well, if you're tuning in late, Jim was the one that asked the question at the Ron Johnson press conference today about whether Ron was specifically threatening to not fund Ukraine unless the Democrats came to his way of thinking on immigration, which was effectively a numerical cap on the number of immigrants, legal or illegal, and build a wall and back to Mexico policies. That's all being tied directly together with Ukraine policy. And after you hammered him about three times, Jim, he said, hell yeah, I ordered the code red. He said, yes, that's exactly what I'm talking about. I mean, Brian Stile, he made a light allusion, but Jim, you hammered him and you got a direct answer on the record. And that was the most newsworthy thing that came out of Ron's mouth today.
Well, you had some good questions too. I looked at the video and I had a two shot there. And you know, when Johnson said that, the congressman next to whatever his name is, he just kind of, you know, look at his face and he just kind of looked over there and just kind of a little speechless too.
But well, at one point, guys and, well, Jim, if I recall, at one point, Brian Stile, the congressman, after I had asked a succession of questions, he did point in your direction and say, is there any questions from over here? And then I think you hammered away, right, Jim?
Yeah, it's kind of like that, yeah.
Jim, you're famous, sir. And a friend of the devil's. And excellent taste in afternoon radio fare. Oh, have a great weekend, man.
You too, guys. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Jim.
Shouldn't he be editing that for the 6 o'clock news right now?
Come on. He's done all the hard work. Someone else can do that. It's after 5.
That's a producer's job,
that's
right?
That's right.
Folks, we'll take your calls at 844-967-2789. You know, the entire audience has a grievance. I brought back Ron Johnson's son today.
Right.
It's like the old days. At least he's not here drinking a six-pack with you, Dom.
Thank
Woody?
You. Thank you.
Maybe on your day off.
With you people. Now you're going to hear about.
When severe weather hits and the power goes out, do you have a plan? For reliable power and peace of mind, propane can do that. It only takes about 10 seconds for a propane powered generator to restore power to your home. So no matter what Mother Nature has in store, you know you're prepared. Learn more at WIPGA.org. This message is sponsored by your local propane provider and the Wisconsin Propane Education and Research Council.
The Todd Alba Show.
I had tweeted out after the second game of the year, a hot take. I said, by the end of the year, we will see Braden Locke as the starting quarterback of the Wisconsin Badgers. Now, Mr. Mordecai broke his hand. And by golly, not the way I thought it would happen, but Braden Locke has become the starting quarterback.
And another finger on the monkey's paw curls.
You get that one.
The Todd Alba Show, weekdays noon till 2 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app.
Stop surfing the dial. You've found the greatest station ever. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
The Devil's Advocates. Never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. It's Friday. We air the grievances. We love it when you join us. 844-967-2789.
Dominic, I saw something. Elise Stefanik filed an ethics complaint. And she's a congresswoman from New York, but she filed an ethics complaint against the Trump fraud trial judge, right?
Yes.
the Engeron guy. And I don't know why, but let's read a little of the coverage at the Hill here. Apparently she had a grievance, Tom. She's a little Trumpster these days. Rep. Elise Stefanik filed a judicial ethics complaint today against the New York judge overseeing former President Donald Trump's civil fraud trial, claiming the judge has shown inappropriate bias and judicial intemperance towards the former president and calls on him to resign. Have you ever heard of a hanging judge? I mean, when does the defendant get any sort of special deference from the judge? I've been the defendant in a couple of courtrooms, Dom. If the judge looks at you with anything other than contempt,
you should be happy, right?
Favored in, you know, blind justice and all that. Judge Arthur Enderon has displayed a clear judicial bias, her words, against Trump and broken several rules in the state's judicial conduct code.
Rules.
Stefanik wrote in a letter to the New York State Commission on Judicial Conduct. Now here's a more complete quote. This judge's bizarre behavior has no place in our judicial system, where Judge Enderon is not honoring the defendant's right to due process in a fair trial. Stefanik wrote, asserting that those serious concerns are amplified by Trump's status as the front runner in the 2024 GOP presidential primary.
Really, though? Are they?
The letter trumpets many arguments Trump's legal team has made throughout the case, including that they were no victims of the former president's business dealings and that Enderon's unfairly prejudged the case. Before the trial began, Dom, you may recall, Enderon ruled that Trump, the Trump Organization, and several executives, including the Trump adult sons, were liable for fraud. The decision stripped Trump's business licenses and put some of his iconic properties at risk through a New York appeals court, paused the cancellation of the business licenses until after it hears Trump's case. So, of course, they're going to appeal on a judicial level. Trump's just been spectacling in the courtroom.
Well, that's all he can do, because the facts are the facts. The numbers don't lie, right? Just James, she's not going to be intimidated, and she's reminded us over and over and over again. And the fact that the judge looked at the merits of the case, the evidence in the case, and basically already ruled, man, we're talking about how much now, not what if.
And Stefanik also went after the clerk to the judge, you know, the underlying rationale for the gag order.
Trump can't do that because he's got a gag order.
Stefanik's letter discusses the clerk at length, detailing her purported political donations to Democratic donors and causes, and criticizing the gag order. If anyone in America must have the constitutional right to speak out against the judges, his staff, the witnesses, the process, it's a defendant going through a process he believes is politicized and weaponized against him to gag a defendant. It's un-American.
Yeah, well, to encourage, you know, wackadoodle followers to, you know, harm people doing their jobs, I think they have a justification, and Enderon has identified that specifically.
But that's a step beyond sycophant there, man. I mean, she's just making guano for the satisfaction.
What do you think? I mean, basically what?
England for a VP?
You think Trump's attorneys wrote this up and ticket? She just signed it, you know? You think she put pen to paper on this? No, man, of course she's doing Trump's bidding.
We got anybody in New York? Peter King retired. What about that Stefanik? Oh, yeah, she's down for any crazy MAGA
stuff. Down. She's down.
Probably had to be a New York congressperson, a constituent, to file the complaint in New York because, you know, that is the New York Supreme Court, Dom, which is the district court level, right? You don't know.
844-967-2789. Let's get back to the callers. John from Milwaukee. Happy Friday. What do you got for us, John?
Hey, John.
Hello?
Hello, John.
Hey, John, you're on the air.
Hey, can you hear me?
Yes.
Yes, we do.
I'm in my car. But okay. Yeah, I just wanted to say I don't understand the mega people. You know, Donald Trump tells them they're coming after me because of you. And if the mega people had any sense, they would say, wait a minute, they can't come after me. I didn't grab women by the crotch. I didn't cheat on my taxes. I didn't hide documents or anything. And the other thing I wanted to just say, everyone, especially the Republicans, if Trump gets back in office, trust me, Trump is going to screw all of them over, even the ones that stuck by him. He's going to throw all of them up under the bus. Trump wants total control of everything. So he'll have to stop them because they'll try to cook him up with something to really get him out of here. But he's a nut, you know. And how in the world do lawyers risk their careers, their degrees, and everything else to follow a nut? I just don't understand it. It's unreal, you know. But that's all I wanted to
hell, a couple of them might end up in prison, like Rudy. I like that.
He should. Hey, you know what? I want Rudy to be the main one to turn on Trump. If he turns on Trump, Trump is guaranteed to be locked up.
Well, that's a great point, John, and maybe that'll keep Rudy out of prison.
You know,
but he's going to have to stand in line, man. Mark Meadows, I think, Mark Meadows is by his side way more often than Rudy was. But they, I would assume, while they may have been in the room at the same time, there's probably different conversations going on. And you know, these trials are going to happen, man. I mean, this January 6th trial is coming up quick.
Dom, earlier this week, November 7th, we overlooked one of the greatest memories of all time.
Oh, no. What was that?
Four Seasons Landscaping Day.
To those who celebrate.
The day after, you know, when Rudy came out to the Four Seasons
landscaping
parking lot with Grecian formula rolling down his face. Ooh. Do you remember what a freaking joke we thought the man was? I mean, at that time, Biden had already been called effectively the Electoral College winner by the Fox News. And Rudy rolls out, you know, a presser in front of a porn shop and a landscaping company with ink running down his face and sweat. And you could tell he'd been drinking the night before, I suspect, you know, just from the reporting I've seen subsequently. And the fact he booked a landscaping place for a press conference.
Well, it was obviously the wrong Four Seasons, but Well, a hotel, man, you know, come on.
I get the error.
All right, but why would you follow through on the error? You know what I mean?
Once you just, like, when you get there, you're like,
oh, well, wait a minute.
Where's
hell, leave it. We're doing it live.
The grounds are lovely, but where's reception? Where do I check in?
Oh, my gosh.
You check in right here. You air your grievances at 844-967-2789. We'll play some War Pigs. We'll have a little fun. You can, get ready for the weekend. It's coming. It's a happier happy hour. We're rolling through it with you. Once again, 844-96-PARTY.
From the home of the Cranberry Blossom Festival, your News Talk and Sports Station is locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
It'd be great if life came with a remote control. You know, you could hit pause when you needed to, or hit rewind, like that time you knocked down that wasp's nest.
Uh-oh.
Or that time you forgot to roll up your windows in the car wash.
Fantastic.
Yeah, a remote control would have come in handy then. Well, life doesn't always give you time to change the outcome, but prediabetes does. With early diagnosis and a few healthy changes like managing your weight, getting active, stopping smoking, and eating healthier, you can stop prediabetes before it leads to type 2 diabetes. It's easy to learn your risk. Take the 1-minute test today at doihaveprediabetes.org. Life doesn't come with a remote control. So you're on your own with the wasps. You have the power to take control of prediabetes. Visit doihaveprediabetes.org today. That's doihaveprediabetes.org. Brought to you by the Ad Council and its prediabetes awareness partners.
News talk and sports on both sides of the dial from Wisconsin Rapids and beyond. Locally grown radio 97.5 FM and WFHR 1320 AM.
Teachers, learners, schools, and communities have never faced more challenges than they do in 2023. Is education a matter of national security? Major elections, artificial intelligence, educator shortages, these issues have serious implications. Dr. Tim Slecker and Dr. Johnny Lupinacci break it down every Tuesday night at 7 p.m. for you and your neighbor. Busted Pencils on the Civic Media Network.
Find previous shows and more at civicmedia.us.
Your place for this area's news, talk, and sports. We are locally grown radio, 97.5 FM and WFHR, 1320 AM.
Over the Back Fence has moved. Tune in on Saturdays at 11 a.m. for an hour of water cooler talk, items you're looking to buy or sell, upcoming events in central Wisconsin, or just whatever. Join the conversation by calling 715-424-2600, and we'll go over the back fence at its new day and time, Saturdays at 11 a.m. It's the audio community bulletin board that comes to you. We'll see you there.
Having low income can mean making tough choices. Choosing between paying for food or medication or a place to live is a reality for many people. Do you know someone who could use some extra help? Find out about the Supplemental Security Income Program, SSI, administered by Social Security. You could receive monthly SSI payments if your income and financial resources are low and you are 65 or older, or an adult or child with a disability or who is blind. SSI is money you can use to help pay for basic needs, like putting food on the table, keeping the lights on, paying the rent. It can mean new shoes for growing feet or help with medical needs. Call 1-800-772-1213 or visit ssa.gov/SSI to schedule an appointment or start to apply today. That's ssa.gov/SSI. This message produced by Social Security at U.S. taxpayer expense.
Here's your forecast from locally grown radio WFHR. 27 overnight under cloudy skies, northwest winds around 5 miles per hour. Cloudy tomorrow, 42. 35 tomorrow night, slight chance for scattered rain showers. For Civic Media, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki. Currently, it's 34.
Grass-fed, locally raised, 100% organic. The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show on the road again. Crudy doing a field trip. Brings me to the first CD, brought me to Whitewater. That was a place I didn't want to spend a lot of time. I spent 1 week a baseball camp in Whitewater. I mean, I had fun that week, but
Whitewater, doesn't Assembly Speaker Robin Voss have a bunch of property in Whitewater?
Probably. The popcorn magnet.
Yes.
Him and Reince Priebus and some other big shot GOP. Who do you know?
Went to school in Whitewater.
My college roommates.
Yeah, I know. They're almost as famous as you and I, Curdy, from La Crosse. Way better than Whitewater.
Way better.
Way better.
We won the WIAC this year.
Way to go, Coach Larson.
Yeah. You know, the Eagles, the Screaming Eagles, shout out to the Eagle 1490 AM. The Eagles are probably going to the national championship playoffs. They actually do it the right way.
Oh.
NCAA Division III.
Wasn't we had like three in a row when we were in college, right?
Oh, God, man. I went to like four or five national championship games over my seven-ish plus years of college.
Doctor.
And whatever I was doing postgraduate there, working for a TV station. You know, some of that was postgraduate.
Postgraduate.
I understand we got a friend holding down. We like to thank plenty of friends of the Devil's Advocates, 844-967-2789.
Pizza Box Mike, you're up. Welcome. Happy Friday, Mike. What do you got?
Hey, you know why I never got my college degree? I went to UW Whitewater, man. Damn. No, it was a nightmare. I suffered many years there. But you should have asked Ron Johnson. It would have been cool if somebody would have said, have you raised any money for next year's recall election? Oh. think he might have got onto that. But what are you talking about? What? And lastly, Bill, I'm with Bill. I mean, Christ, who doesn't remember how our white ancestors came here legally and took all the land? And only after, cancel culture and slavery did they decide that now we need to put up some borders in this country.
Now we need two walls. Just one, ask Scott Walker.
One at the north, one at the south.
Well, I think it is a ridiculous argument and a pretty good point on my part that where were the borders before the white guys got here?
Yeah, no doubt, man. No question about it. It's a different world nowadays, though, man. We can't continue to live in the past, Michael.
Pizza Box Biker, our trash-talking friend and host of Outside the Pizza Box. What do you got going on tonight on the big show? 7 o'clock right here on WMDX in Madison. What are you playing out tonight, Mike?
I think there's a real housing crunch, not just nationally, but internationally, especially after, you know, keep blowing up people's houses and towns and countries and what have you. And, the gentrification for the upper middle class and upper class. So I guess you know where I'm at today.
I do.
Right on, brother. Appreciate it. Listen, Pizza Box Mike. Outside the Pizza Box. Come on up to Civic Media Network at 7 o'clock.
844-967-2789. Sharky from Racine. What do you got for a Sharky?
How's it going, guys? Thanks for a great show. I really appreciate your on it, the spot on it, and I love it. I love it.
Appreciate it, Sharky.
So, Whitewater. Yeah, Whitewater. Now, you had the two names that were right. You had Boss and you had the other guy. But you had another fellow that was, then there was a Ladwick. It was a James Ladwick Jr. It was her mother that was it was his mother that got indicted in the early 2000s. For up in Madison for the senators and
caucus
the other
scandal, yeah, part of the caucus scandal, right?
Right, caucus scandal. That's it. So Mr. Latta Jr. He's been busy. He went through. He went through. They were seeing politics like a bad overdue sandwich, and the results of. So he made it. He made it. So, interesting dude, I mean, but there's a lot to be had just in the Whitewater story. I never went there, but I just watched the various things that we've seen about all the slum lord talk and the issues of minimizing landlords' abilities or minimize renters' positions as a renter to take after your landlord. So, you know, they changed that, you know, Mr. Moss changed all that. So he was pretty safe when he goes into civil court. And so that's, there's a lot of story left in that case. And with the three.
Oh, sorry, Sharky. Didn't mean to cut you short, but it was Robin Voss and it was Senator Frank Lissay, who was a Republican senator out of the Green Bay market. Although, my understanding is the house he claimed was his residence was actually a Verbo home, and, you know, he lived somewhere else. But a couple of the private landlords in the Republican legislative leadership put forth legislation that made less rights for the tenants.
Made their lives easier.
And more rights for the landlord.
I mean, if you can't do constituent services for yourself, I mean, what is the point of having the job?
Well, maybe they were doing so at the bequest of the Wisconsin Realtors Association. And let's not forget, that's the very same organization that helped to draft the recusal rules for the Wisconsin Supreme Court. And you think, why would the realtors get that right? Well, they did so in tandem, I think, Don, with the Wisconsin Manufacturers and Commerce. And, of course, they wanted to make sure that each Wisconsin Supreme Court justice, and this one came back to burn Robin Voss's ass, didn't it? That each Supreme Court justice had the right to make their own decision because they're generous donors to a couple of the former litigators on the court, let's just say, Don. I think Prosser, who said, well, they gave me the millions more than a year ago. I don't need to recuse.
I barely remember it.
And Gableman, pretty sure the bad Bradley. Janet Protasewicz. I'm very excited that she's on the court now, Dom. And I keep bringing this up. I see pessimism in the air. And I said, I'm more optimistic right now than I've ever been in my life. Because come November 21st, and that's a short week, I grant you. But there's oral arguments and the recasting of the most partisan gerrymandered maps in the nation we have suffered through for the last 15 years. And when I say we, I don't mean Democrats. I mean all Wisconsinites.
Yes.
Because even the Republicans, the vast majority of Republicans are nice and reasonable people. The vast majority of them. And if you ask them a reasonable question, they'll give you a reasoned answer. But that's not how they govern.
Well, that's not the electeds, that's for sure. They got the R behind the name, so that's where they go. 844-967-2789. Jill from New Berlin. Welcome, Jill. What do you got for us?
Hey, Jill.
Hi. Thanks for taking my call. I just wanted to say that don't forget Brian Schimmel went to Whitewater, and I know this because my brother was his roommate for the first 2 years.
You're talking about the current chair of the Republican.
Hard drinking rock and roll drummer and living with Brian Schimming. That was quite the difference. So.
Well, he, of course, apparently was part of the false elector scheme here in the state of Wisconsin and is now the new paid chairman of the Republican Party of the great state of Wisconsin and an old radio dog. We know him.
Yeah, he belongs
I took a selfie
Dale.
With him this spring. Seems like a charming guy right up until he plots against democracy.
I mean, you're not going to go hold that against him, are you, Jill? I mean,
pardon me?
You're not going to hold that against him, are you? I mean, he was a long-haired, rock and roll, you know, hard-drinking guy back in the Whitewater days, right, Jill?
No, that was my brother. He ruined
that was your
Brian
brother.
And Brian Schimming was... Even as a freshman in college, he was the most conservative person you would ever want to meet. So he was rooming with my brother, who was a long-haired rock and roll partying guy.
How did that end up, Jill? I'm curious. Did they remain friends? Did they part after 1 year? Was it a forced roommate situation like your freshman year where you're stuck with whoever the school gives you? How'd that work out, Jill?
Yes.
Sounds like quite the
odd
couple. It
was an enforced roommate situation or just a random situation.
Yeah,
I was just a high school student then, but I used to visit on the weekends sometimes, and they got along quite well. But they roomed together just for 2 years, and then my brother moved off campus. So, but he was like, I can't even tell you how conservative he was, even as a freshman. You know, the button-up shirts and the cardigans, and I mean,
at Whitewater, he was the Alex P. Keaton of Whitewater.
Exactly. Yes, exactly. Kind of like the Scott Walker clone in Whitewater. Yep. On student government and all that.
Right.
Scott Walker had it in envy Schimming's cardigan.
Hitler youth now. Pardon? Oh.
The Young Americans Foundation, I believe it's called.
I always get that wrong as well. They do have cardigans, though. I see Scott Walker wearing one often.
Weren't they bringing in some conservative, what's his name, Shapiro?
Ben Shapiro, last Monday.
Oh, that already happened?
Maybe a week ago. Yes, there was some pro-Palestinian protesters, but no real trouble.
Yeah.
Other than the fact the guy didn't have many original thoughts. You know, he is a right-wing talk radio host, Don, that seemingly is what keeps him on the air. Lack of originality.
If you are a radio host, that you are prepared and able to do anything in this
especially
world.
If you're wearing flip-flops,
especially.
Right?
Especially. 844-967-2789. Dick from Madtown. Welcome, Dick. Happy Friday. What do you got for us?
Hey, Dick.
Well, here's my grievance. This country's never happy, and I'm going to tell you why. How is it these the Israelis can figure out when they had this horrible thing happen, this war going on, and 70%+ of their electorate wants their leader gone as soon as this war's over or sooner. But yet in this country where things are, since the pandemic, are going really, really well, 11.7 million new jobs compared to the last guy, barely 4 million. Inflation's down too. Unemployment's at 3.9, and yet we're sitting here bitching about our plight. There's something wrong here that the Democrats can't get this message out. It's going,
well. Let me ask you this though, Dick. Along the same
compared
vein,
compared to the rest of the world.
But it doesn't, doesn't really get the clicks though, does it, Dick? You know, if, hey, welcome, here's some cute puppies today and some butterflies, you know, is that going to keep the audience?
Yeah.
And I think the media has done a poor job.
Fear the hellhounds.
We reflect back from 2016 when they would show an empty podium waiting for Donald Trump to come out. You know, now perhaps some of that's waned a little bit. But at the end of the day, you know, if it's a media-driven story, it's got to get clicks. It's got to get audience. Otherwise, it's really not a story, Dick. So I wonder how much is the media responsible for, you think, this attitude that we have about this country right now?
Unfortunately, guys, I think a huge part of it. If you look at the negative stories constantly coming out, when I maintain we're doing pretty damn good here as compared to the rest of the world, and yet we just don't seem to be able to be happy with it. We should be ecstatic where our standing is right now compared to the rest of the world, and we're not, and I don't get it. I just don't.
Hey, Dick, I got a good news story for you right before the weekend. Jim Harbaugh, the head football coach at the University of Michigan.
Is he a former Bear, right? Is that Jim Harbaugh?
I didn't like him when he was at Michigan. I remember seeing him at Camp Randall back when they used to be able to penalize the crowd if the crowd noise was too excessive. I mean, and of course, you're a home crowd. You're trying to build the crowd noise, right? Make it difficult for the other team to call the play. And I remember Jim Harbaugh. I can't hear a ref. You know, and of course he was lying. He was just trying to draw a penalty on the Wisconsin crowd. It was such an asinine thing where you could penalize the home team for the actions of the crowd. I mean, I don't know if you've been in the student section lately. They'd be throwing flags constantly. So if I have a good news story for this Bear Friday afternoon.
Yeah, that's it.
It's Jim Harbaugh has been suspended for the rest of the season. No Big Ten championship game. No FCS. No nothing, Jim. You sign stealer. That's a bad thing. Can't steal signs. It's like the Astros. Cheaters.
But they won.
Go down with Brian Braun and the Astros.
Then they won a
Jim
World,
Harbaugh.
They won a World Series, all right?
Bears is sucking. Come back. Never suck. Always great. Devil's Advocates. Just might get some sleep
tonight. Daisy was abandoned by her family and placed in foster care at 15 years old. Her life was full of uncertainty. She thought she'd never have a permanent place to call home.
Before I was adopted, I felt like I wasn't enough. I had this hole in my heart, and I never knew what I needed to patch that hole. But when my mom asked to adopt me, that hole was closed. It feels so normal now to say that I'm a part of this family. I am surrounded by love. I feel safe. And that hole inside of me is gone. I am whole. I'm finally enough just as I am.
The Dave Thomas Foundation for Adoption is changing the lives of teenagers at risk of aging out of foster care. Like Daisy, every child deserves a permanent, loving home. You can help. Learn more at DaveThomasFoundation.org.
You're tuned into your home for the Wisconsin Badgers on 97.5 FM and 1320 AM WFHR, locally grown radio.
You're listening to the radio show your mother warned you about, The Devil's Advocates.
Welcome back to The Devil's Advocates radio show. Our last segment of the day. If you got something to say, hit us up right now on the lines, 844-967-2789. Stick around. The Maggie Dawn Show with Anya coming up at 6 o'clock.
I've got an intriguing headline for you, Dom. Sports. You wouldn't believe this is a sports headline. It was not a blog.
What?
What did Aaron Rodgers spill on the New York Jets sideline Monday night? It was not a bong. I bet it was a bong, Doug.
If you have to say it's not a bong, why would you have to say it's not a bong?
Aaron Rodgers has returned to the New York Jets sideline over the past three games. Rodgers is not playing as he continues his recovery from a torn Achilles he suffered in the first game of the season. That was sad. But he makes sure to sling the ball pregame with the cameras capturing his every move. Something else the cameras caught on Monday night that the former Green Bay Packers quarterback had with him under was a beaker-looking container that had a yellow liquid inside. Oh, like dirty bong water.
Ew.
Rodgers, if it's not bong, I don't like alternative B.
What was the ayahuasca? What was the other drug he was taking?
Ayahuasca. That's not what I was thinking. Perhaps the results of his drug test. Rogers had just finished chatting with someone postgame when he reached for a box, but out came a beaker and part of the liquid spilled. Oh, never spilled a bong water. Naturally, people had questions and made assumptions about what it could be, including Rogers' good friend and Packers left tackle, never plays, David Bakhtiari. I need answers, Bakhtiari wrote on Twitter. WTF is this? It looks like a big triangular beaker I used in science class. That's not what it looks like. A little bit more here, Dom. From a rehab center on Friday, different kind of rehab center, Rogers called into the Pat McAfee show for a second time this week to provide an answer. That was not a bong, first of all. Rogers said with a laugh as McAfee referenced it as a bong. Be cooler if it was. It was a bottle of tequila that was gifted to him from a reporter. Oh, my God. He wasted the tequila on the sidelines.
Did you bring my tequila, Curdy?
No.
Oh, man.
I didn't want you spilling.
Why? Is it open?
Well, as far as you know. If you show up on the 18th, I got a bottle for
you. Oh, man.
Here's the rundown with Rogers after the game, a 27-6 loss from the Jets. Rogers was chatting with his good buddy Hugh Coles, who played George McFly in the new Broadway play, Back to the Future. Sure, it wasn't Beetlejuice. Rogers then reached for a box that had the Maestro Dobel tequila bottle. Am I saying that right, Dom? You've probably tried that. Which said he always gets from an ESPN Deporte sideline reporter, John Sutcliffe, when his teams play on Monday night. Here's the proof of that from a video Rogers and Sutcliffe took before the game. Rogers said Sutcliffe had tried to interview him in Spanish over the years. Wonder how that went. Oh, yeah. He's got his tequila bottle, Dom. Or is that a bong? I bet you could turn that tequila bottle into a bong. Did you ever do that sort of thing?
No.
Have you ever seen a Portofino tequila bottle? I think I bought you one through the years.
Yeah, it's got the little glass cactus on the bottom.
I used
to
give that like as a Christmas gift.
That's a fine tequila. It's been a long time.
But you don't even like Christmas, and you don't give gifts, so you don't get tequila for me.
That's fine with me, man. I don't give them. I don't expect them. Let's just hang out and not worry about it.
Roger said the accident was partly Hugh's fault. I'm walking off the field with my Maestro Dobel tequila that John Sutcliffe gives me every time he sees me on Monday Night Football. Walking off, and I hear a British guy yelling my name. A British guy?
How do you know that?
I turn over, and here's Hugh, my buddy, and I see Hugh give him a hug, dap him up, go to pick up the box.
Oh.
Guano falls. Well, you know he swore there. Falls out, lose half my tequila. It's probably $50 worth of tequila on the carpet there, Dom. Rogers, a known tequila drinker like Dom after big wins, famously said he poured a big glass after the Packers drafted Jordan Love in 2020. Before Rogers' explanation, social media had plenty of theories. Did Aaron Rodgers fumble a bong on the sideline last Monday night? Maybe.
Alcohol on the sideline. Terrible. I mean, drugs on the sideline of professional football.
Would it be better if it was a bong?
I mean, isn't it weird though how people just, oh, it's alcohol, it's funny, it's accepted, but if it's bong, oh my God, was he smoking weed? That's terrible.
Well, wasn't it Snoop Dogg? Didn't Snoop Dogg get caught on camera clandestinely smoking a blunt during the halftime show at the Super Bowl? I'm pretty sure he got caught.
I mean, yeah.
Shocker.
Yeah, it's like pulling Snoop over Willie Nelson's weed. Tour bus and finding weed.
Ooh, they did that too.
I know, man. Come on. Of course you're going to have some weed.
844.
It's Willie Nelson.
967.
And Snoop Dogg.
And Dom.
And Kroot.
Rico.
And Rico.
From Rock County. How you doing, Rico?
Hey, Rico.
Hey, how you guys doing, man?
Awesome, man.
Hey, you do not want to spill that bong water in your car, that's bad news.
Oh, yeah, in the car?
I had to call.
Oh, that's worse than having a dead body in the trunk, Rico.
Yeah. Hey, I had to call you. I heard the Sabbath War Pig song, and I thought, you know, I remember back in the day that was considered devil's music. You can't be playing that stuff. But when you listen to the words, it's really got a nice humanitarian message about it. Kind of like you guys, you know. That's what I was thinking.
Just take the time and to also, listen, Rico. Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know,
and
that
also about
tequila.
Ron Johnson earlier. Can I talk about Ron?
Yep.
Oh, okay. Okay. Here, real quick.